Krishna consciousness is so rare and so great a benediction, because it puts right in the forefront, as the all-in-all, the essence which is secretly concealed in practically all other religious systems. And it makes it the only emphasis, and that is Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas, that you are nothing but a servant eternally. You are part and parcel of Krishna. And through humility and devotion and pridelessness, you can approach God. And therefore, devotees strive with proper association to perform their spiritual activities in this state of consciousness. We don't want recognition for what we do. We simply want to please Krishna and please his devotees. This is a great pitfall, because here we are giving up so many of the things of this world, living such moral, virtuous lives, performing so many activities. But the tendency of our mind is we want recognition for what we do. In other words, we still want to be the enjoyer. And this influence is so deeply seated within our hearts, to want to be the enjoyer, to not want to be the servant. We give up all the gross forms of sense enjoyment. We decorate the deities. We want people to think, just see how wonderful he has decorated the deities. In this way, what we're doing is we're actually, in the form of the deity, we're actually trying to decorate the worshipable deity of our own false ego. The deity on the altar is the means by which we can approach our real worshipable deity, our pride, and decorate night very nicely. She has cooked so nicely for the deities. She has made such beautiful, wonderful garland for the deities. She has made such nice dresses for the deities. Nobody puts the turban on Krishna like him. In this way, we are trying to decorate, not Krishna, but our own prestige. We must be very careful of this. We should not be seeking recognition. We should be seeking service.